Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
This is FM 104's Strawberry Alarm Clock Podcast with Jim Jim and Nobby.
It's the Strawberry Alarm Clock. It's FM 104. It's 12 minutes past 7. It's Tuesday.
Hot ice.
Tell you what, Maura Higgins must sell newspapers.
Why?
She's just, they have her on the front page of everything. She's split up with Geo anyway.
Has she?
Yeah.
I hear Maura. Can I have a word with you?
What?
There's far too many PDA posts about these blokes that you don't end up staying with.
Yeah, but like, you know, she has a manager, you know. It's like, it's good for management to be dancing with her.
I don't know if she needs a bloke, though, to succeed. I don't think she does at all.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, obviously they think that if she's in a high-profile romance, that'll get her more papers. I don't even know if these romances are technically real. Like, this could have ended weeks ago.
Do Maura's fans even read papers? I don't think so.
No Maura. Mr. Nice Guy. She ditches all pictures of a fella, and so does Hunk Giovanni. All the pictures
gone. That's a lot of deleting. Like, seriously, I don't know if you follow her, but there was an awful lot.
You would have to do that two finger thing and slide down,
holding hands,
and just, you know, select all.
Can you do that on Insta?
Possibly. I don't know. Maybe
you're talking about the gallery, Jim. No, like, you obviously don't follow her. Seriously, it was the same with Chris last Christmas Day, my forever friend, and all this crap.
Love Island beauty Maura Higgins and her Strictly Come Dancing fellet Giovanni Pernice have split.
Scarlet-like.
The romance hit the rocks days after they moved in together and just 4 months after they started dating.
Oh, Maura.
Yeah, 4 months, you know.
Maura, you need to go home to your parents now for a few weeks, right?
And it's
let
all
them
over
talk
now.
Some sense into you.
Maura is absolutely devastated. It appears the Strictly curse has struck again. Was she on Strictly?
It's not a Strictly curse. It's
only the Strictly curse if you dance with the person.
Yeah. Who was the other? There was a fella in Dubai on Christmas Day. Is that the same guy? I don't think so, because that was more than 4 months ago.
Pals are hoping. Yeah, well, some pals at the top of the papers.
A source.
Pals are hoping that they can patch things up, but only time will tell whether they'll work things out.
I bet you.
Giovanni's so busy.
Maura must have a PA who had to go through all the Insta posts and take down any reference to him, because I swear to God, holding hands, kissing on the face, kissing on the... You know, couples that put up pictures of themselves kissing. She's one of them. You all right?
I'm fine, yeah.
I know it's a very emotional time for you.
Murder on the dance floor. Here's the headlines. Nightclubs are set to have their planned reopening on Friday pushed back when the cabinet meets later today. Larger crowds at weddings and sports events could also be out as rules on masks, certificates and social distancing remain. It comes as Neffet chiefs warn against lockdown and... warns against ending the lockdown amid soaring infection rates. Well, ending lockdown.
So the rumours are that they're going to keep up the passports for a bit longer, keep up the masks, keep up the social distancing. Is anyone surprised at this stage, all the leaks that they've had?
You'd imagine the masks. I'm not surprised with the masks. So what does that mean to our brothers and sisters in the nightclub industry who are itching to go gigging on Friday? Does that mean that's not happening? Because that's the question.
Nothing
has
been confirmed yet, Jim.
And our brothers and sisters with the microphones and the guitars and the roadies, and we're ready to go and perform and have gigs again.
They keep talking about outdoor may not be affected. Outdoor. But it's more indoor settings.
Well, you've got 17 degrees at the moment, which is weird. By next Thursday, it's going to be 7 degrees. So outdoor isn't going to be so cozy.
No, of course not. Of course not.
Antigen and Dex.
What?
Is the sun pun. So it's a pun on Ant and Dex. Antigen and Dex, like DJ Dex.
So not Ant and Dec then?
No, antigen index.
Right.
Rapid antigen tests look set to play a part in the government's strategy for easing restrictions from Friday.
Okay, so Fergie B, as you like to call him, Fergal Bearers, has just tweeted 2 minutes ago.
I don't know if I always like to call Fergie B.
That reports that Neffet, or as Matt Cooper calls him, Enfet, has advised that existing restrictions...
That's Enfet.
I'm not calling them
in
Neffet.
In 2021, Enfet.
What? Yeah, it's going to be 5 more years, Matt. What? 5 more years? Anyway.
Enfet.
Enfet has advised that existing restrictions on hospitality, is everyone sitting down now, should stay in place for several months. If adopted by government, it would see basic measures like mask wearing, social distancing and COVID certificates remain in place until spring 2022.
Yeah, but like, they might not go with that. I mean, okay, did you see...
He's fairly well sourced, that man, now.
Yeah, no, I know.
He's not making it up.
No, I'm not. He's not making it up. I'm just saying the government might not go with the guide, with the advice. They might say, well, thanks for the advice, but we're going to do this.
Well, ever since last Christmas, it seems like they go with the advice, you know.
Come here.
Get up off the ground, son. You're freaking out the SSIAs.
Did you see Ronan Glynn's video?
Yeah.
Right. So yeah. Dr. Ronan Glynn... He did a video
last Friday. Everyone should stay working from home.
And this wasn't signed off
until March.
Was this an official NFET video, or is he
But you're there telling them what to do. They've been running the country for the last 18 months.
Anyway, he said, unfortunately, I counted 13 times. Unfortunately. Unfortunately, 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 unfortunately.
And he had his haircut.
Unfortunately, unfortunately. Nice office. Nice view. Unfortunately, 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 unfortunately. And I know for a fact that the people from various offices, because he said he recommended that people work from home if they can.
He right? did, yeah.
So everybody who loves working at home.
So you got a good spanking for that.
Rang their bosses and said, hey, Ronan Glynn says work from home, so is that cool? I stay
you work
home?
For Ronan Glynn, do you?
And it's like, well, hang on a second.
Ronan Glynn pay your wages.
There hasn't been an official announcement about working from home. So stall the ball. So.
Can we go back to talking about Maura Higgins?
Yeah, go ahead.
Is there anything else? Football? Anything else? There yeah, is. Arsenal. Well done,
anything,
Arsenal.
Anything else?
Well done. You drew. Well done.
I saw a slow motion version of the goal, the Liverpool goal.
Oh, yeah.
Mohamed Salah.
Yeah, but it wasn't just the one now, so you're going to try and pick holes in it.
I'm not trying to pick holes. I'm trying to big him up. There's a slow motion version put to classical music.
Oh.
Do you know the unbelievable goal where he dummied 4 or 5 different defenders and then scored? Yes. That in slow motion is a beautiful thing to watch.
Yeah.
Whether you support Liverpool, if you like football, then you will like that.
We will look back on him and he will be the Egyptian Pele.
He is
Maradona.
That goal is unbelievable. Like I remember seeing goals like that from guys who scored goals, you know, decades ago, and they're in books. That's how good that goal is. That there will be there will be maps of that in books one day.
Yeah,
unbelievable. Little Mix, what's the story? Perry Edwards apparently tried to leave Little Mix 2 years ago, but decided to stay in the group for one final tour.
Actually, it was not happened 2 years ago, you know, you would, yeah.
Also, is it Leanne?
Yeah, Pinnock. She warned her.
Oh, but Leanne. So, Leanne made some comments. Now, these are unsubstantiated.
He's doing this thing with his hand now where he's like telling you this juice about this girl.
Well, this
that he
is
knows
juice.
Who is a friend of theirs.
Somebody has, and be careful of your dodgy friends.
Go on.
Somebody has WhatsApp messages
of their conversation.
Unsubstantiated.
Oh.
From Leanne saying that your one isn't a very, that Jesse isn't a very nice person. Now, people don't, they haven't been confirmed if they're real or not.
Wow.
And that she was, you know, during Black History Month, she's doing this blackfishing thing, and we how that's all panned out, and they're arguing.
Yeah.
So,
Elmo's right. There really is always a rat, isn't there?
Somebody, yeah.
Wow. It's 7:21 on F104. Eastside.
It's the Straw Wheel Alarm Clock. It's 7:04. 7:23.
Yeah.
How are you?
Good. Yeah. Good. Just been chatting to Crossy because Crossy's going to be on the telly tomorrow night. Everyone.
Yes, there's a trailer for it.
Yes, there is.
So it's what's the name of the show again?
So it's Pulling With My Parents, but it's a celebrity version. I presume the celebrity starred after Crossy's episode, is it?
Crossy's mother wasn't available to do it, so he got himself...
They couldn't afford Crossy's ma.
An actress from a soap opera from years ago, legendary.
Was it called a soap opera?
It was a soap opera, yeah. Drama. Soap opera, yeah. And it was Glenn Rowe.
So her name was Biddy, For those of you who don't know, her real name is Mary McAvoy. She seems like a very nice lady. She's retired to the countryside.
So herself and another girl who was in Glenroe, who played Fidelma, who
she rolled around. She had an affair with a big hairy farmer.
Yeah, so they would have been head to head in the thing, but together they're going to play the role of Crossy's parents.
Yeah,
and Crossy's trying to find love.
Yeah,
he's trying to on various apps. So here is. Have you seen this? You have.
I've seen this. Yeah, yeah. I've watched it a few times. Yeah.
So it's called Pulling with My Parents. It'll be on tomorrow night at 9:30.
That's the hashtag. So RC2, like Crossy. He's wearing his Bingo Loco shirt in it for this episode anyway.
To see if she can rescue Crossy's love life, Mary has brought him to her animal sanctuary in Westmeath.
Are you afraid?
I kind of am. I haven't seen a cock in ages. Jesus. Oh my God, they had eggs.
There's lots of good lays in this place. I'm au fait with Grindr and Tinder and all of that, but Grindr scares the bejesus out of me. I don't know what I'm going to see on Grindr.
Is that too big for your little mouth, is it? No, you bite.
She's talking to a donkey.
For you.
You sure you haven't been on Grindr before, Mary?
I love that Emma's doing the voiceover.
Emma's doing the voiceover. Emma,
the streets of Dublin.
Yeah.
Littered with gold.
Crossy's looking for love. In Biddy's farm.
So yeah, that'll be on TV tomorrow. So God. Crossy hasn't seen it, but that's the only thing he's seen. So that's the clip.
Yeah, that's it. That's all he's getting. So you don't get to approve anything then.
So
it'll be on the RT player, RT2, wherever you watch your things.
As far as I can see, he's not the only contestant in it tomorrow night. There's another fella.
Do you win anything the way you say contestant?
Well, player or whatever. Yeah, you win love if you find it. If you find love.
We'll have to have a proper chat to him about it at some point this morning, but or maybe tomorrow actually ahead of it. But yeah, he's going to be on the telly tomorrow. Ah, dear.
Why can't we get a preview? Can we get a preview?
I don't know. He wouldn't tell you if he had a preview, in fairness.
He would, of course.
He might keep it for everyone. Should people ask him, was he going to have a listening party? And he's like, no. I'm not bringing everyone around to my house to
he's
go.
He's not releasing an album.
Hey, look at me.
So is this just one episode now?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know if they'll be back for more. I don't actually know. These are all the questions we'd have to ask him, Jim.
Yeah.
Why don't we interview the lad? We will.
We'll interview him, yeah. We'll interview him.
It'll probably make more sense to do it tomorrow to remind everyone that's on tomorrow night, you know? So yeah, if you've got any questions for Crossy about his episode of Pulling My Parents.
Did he find love?
Oh, yeah.
Did he with Biddy find a love?
Biddy did he.
So he's in a farm just for.
Yeah, so she lives in Westmeath, and obviously she didn't lick it off a stone. Maybe she really enjoyed her role in Glenroe.
No, they look like they're having a right out laugh. It looks like, you know, they're all. I think they got to know each other first.
Yeah.
And then they filmed it. So they're good pals.
Should Crossy talk to anyone?
Yeah, exactly. But like, by the time they filmed it, they were good, but they were fairly pally and they got each other, you know?
Yeah.
So will he find the man of his dreams?
Imagine he realised it was actually Mary.
Well, you're
maybe they hit it off so well.
Yeah, you'd have to jump an awful lot of fences now to get to that conclusion.
Oh, an electric fence.
It's a stretch.
It is a bit of a stretch.
It's a stretch. Right, I have a funny feeling it won't be Mary.
Yeah, okay. All right, great. Okay, you're also mentioning 25 in, so I guess you'd like us to play the competition. I'll tell you what, in 5 minutes we'll give you a chance to win a lovely Blanchardstown gift card. It's FM104, stay where you are.
Now, it's time for Showbiz News.
FM 104's Dish the Dirt.
With Autobuy, sell your car the easy way. Instant cash for your car today. Visit autobuy.ie.
Yeah, they say she might as well have been in Cathy's on Bridge Street in EastEnders. There's Adele, the angelic face, the angelic voice, but when she talks, she's proper Tottenham. So here she is,
blindfolded,
tasting British food, and she picks up the rasher and lashes into it. Have a listen.
Hello, British folk. I'm Adele, and today I'm going to be taking on the ultimate British taste test with this blindfold on, trying to identify some classic British dishes. I don't normally fill my food up, by the way. Is this a fry up? It's a fryer. British bacon! Mm-hmm. Well, see, this might be controversial because I like Worcester sauce on my beans. Just like a little dabble. Heinz ketchup. A bit like Beyonce has hot sauce in her bag, I have Heinz ketchup. It's a cut-up pickled egg, this bit, isn't it? Oh. I don't love a pickled egg. It's nowhere near as bad as jellied eel. One of my nans, she likes eating them without her dentures in. Zoe, is that jacket potato? Fish and chips. I look like a right... Hey! Spotted... saucy.
So just a few hours ago, the Eternals premiere happened in the States and Angelina Jolie was there. And the big shock news is that Harry Styles...
just turned up.
...has joined. No, he's in it. He's not, he didn't just turn up, he's in it. And it was a big secret. And he's playing Eros in the movie Brother of Thanos.
So Eros
if you're,
and Thanos.
If you're big into your, Marvel...
Greek mythology.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, so... here's what Angelina said on the red carpet.
What it was like for you to see yourself for the first time as, you know, walking on set in that gold, just kick-ass outfit?
You know, you try to come in with confidence, but it takes a minute. It takes a minute to step forward in a full gold spandex outfit.
What was the hardest part?
That?
Spandex?
Yeah. Feeling like, I'm not really... I don't wear bikinis. I don't hang out, and I'm not really that person. I'm not. Oh, I'm very comfortable.
Right.
So it was. You know.
Yeah.
Saturday Night Live, hit and miss.
Oh,
mostly miss. Squid Game becomes country song with Pete Davidson and Rami Malek. Rami Malek was hosting.
It was all became Kardashians.
It was his debut hosting. Yeah, the skits though. You know. Oh.
That's what happens in the Squid Game. 45 billion won. That's a whole lot of money. At least I think it is. I'm confused by the currency. Anyway, I'm on a glass bridge. And I think I'm gonna win. Hey, look, it's my friend Pete. And you go bye-bye now. Hey, I just won the Squid Game. Killed all my friends.
Yeah. And there we'll take a break.
If we rewind our minds back to way back in June.
A hot summer's June day.
It was. It was actually an evening. It was like sort of 7 or 8 o'clock in the evening. And we had the pleasure of speaking to two.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Unbelievable stars.
Yeah, and I was ready when Crossy said to us, "Are you around?" I was like, "They want to talk to us." Yeah, well, Boss Baby 2 is coming out in October. You can't play it till then.
And it was great. Amy Sedaris on her own would have been good, but Alec Baldwin as well.
Yeah.
So and like he is a presence. Like when he was looking at the camera and he was like, "I wouldn't want to mess with this guy."
No, lads. I mean, think of any Zoom call you've been on. You know, you look down the lens of the camera or your laptop or your phone, and you're seeing just eyes looking back at you, and eyes you've seen in many different roles over the years.
Yeah,
he's an intimidating guy to interview.
I can't even do any of the quotes. My favorite quotes from his movies. One of my favorite ones is The Departed when he talks about a fella going out smoking. I'd love to do it, but I can't do it right now. But So,
Boss Baby 2, it's going to be in cinemas at the end of this week.
So the story is, there's an original Boss Baby is back, who's Alec Baldwin, but there's a new Boss Baby, and that's Amy Sedaris. And the two Boss Babies sort of work together, and it's very funny. We've seen it. So let's rewind back to June and finally bring you Amy Sedaris and Alec Baldwin.
It's Jim and Nobby from F104. Good morning, and we're welcoming Amy Sedaris and Alec Baldwin. Hello, guys.
Hi.
I don't know if you've noticed, but we look like the live action version of Tim and Ted, if they ever want to do that. Congratulations! What a funny film.
Oh,
you've done it. You've done it again, and Amy, you make a great addition to the party.
Thank you.
So, who's the bossiest?
Me. What do you think? I'm a modern bossy.
They almost didn't do this movie because they thought, who can we find who can outboss Alec? And there was really nobody there. And then they went, no, wait, there is one woman.
There's one woman.
And she got paid, what, about $25 million to this movie? Because you held out. Yeah. You were like, I'm the only one that could play the part. What are you going to do now?
I want what's in his briefcase.
You're the only one who can play this part. You're the only actor.
What would you say is in Alec Baldwin's briefcase, by the way? The way you said that was a bit...
Certainly not any birth control. No, I'm kidding.
Amy, I love the way you noticed our accents because we're Irish, and Alec was checking something, but it was only when you said, you've got good voices. Your look, Alec, nearly said, oh, they've got good voices.
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
But you were like, hello. It's like nighttime in Ireland.
But it is.
Yeah, it is. It is
nighttime. Night.
It's like 5 a.m., so we're wrecked. When you go back through your work together and separately, animations and kids' movies pop up time and time again. Is there something that makes them different from straight up acting? Is there something that in particular that's more fun? Why do you keep going back to it?
It's a different way of working, and I go back to it because it's like, you don't have to show up, you know, you don't have to go through hair and makeup, you don't have to go through costumes, you know, you don't have to memorize lines. It's just, I mean, it takes just as much energy, really, but you know, it's just a different way to work. That's all. But I like it.
And you've worked together once before. You were on an episode, Amy, of 30 Rock. I know. Have you worked together in any other things?
I did a couple episodes of Match Game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, which I loved, and I always terrified me to do a game show because I was like, oh, I know how to play Sorry, and I'm really good at Sorry, but I was like, oh, I'm not a good game player, and then everyone talked me into, you got to do it. It's so much fun, and everyone would give me sure it's going to be there. Yeah, I had a blast. I loved it. I couldn't believe how cold it was.
Yeah,
that was really cold. I mean, people had blankets on underneath. I had no idea. And the audience was just it was quite an experience. Yeah, I really liked it.
Very fizzy.
One of my favorite things, Alec, is to watch your impersonations of celebrities on YouTube. You're a brilliant mimic. Surely there's a Jeff Goldblum now in there. I'm imagining like you can do everybody.
I worked on that. Yeah.
Okay.
His voice is very velvety.
Yeah.
Jeff has a very, very clean voice, clear. Like right now, I'm very gummed up because I've got allergies. I've got like adult onset allergies.
Allergic to shellfish?
That's a punchline in a great joke I know. I'm going to tell you the joke later. Jeff, I'd have to work on. And the other thing is, I usually just impersonate people where you blow the note for the people. So we would do Tony Bennett, and I'd sit there and say, this next cat is a great, great, great singer. He'll be playing with a band, Puddle of Mud. Boom the line. Pacino, all those guys rip the line. So that was the trick somebody taught me, to rip it.
That's a good trick.
That's good. I love it.
I also have to ask, Alec, with all the work, when you compare it to everything you've done, there's so many fun, so many voice movies with kids films. Does that mean underneath it all, you're actually a big soft teddy bear?
Well, I don't know, but I know that having children again later in life has made me, has changed me, you know, where I'm much more, I want to smell the roses now, and I want to work pretty much on an as needed basis. You know, I told my wife to, you know, that I really wouldn't mind. There's a part of me that wouldn't mind if she did a swimsuit calendar.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe we'd make a lot of money.
I'm like, what are you talking about?
But I mean, we'd make a lot of money to stay home.
Her body. Oh, yeah. My God.
I don't want to go out. I don't want to work. I mean, I like to work, but I like to stay home as well.
So you're soft, but you wouldn't want to get on the wrong side of them.
No, I think, yeah, I think I've changed as a person from having kids, which is that it's all much more thoughtful, I think.
And you're looking for that happiness. Do you think you're closer to it?
Well, I think that having little children, they look to you. You can't believe how much they look to you, and they are molded by you, even little things you do. And I tend to dismiss that and not really value that or appreciate that. And now as they're getting to be older, you see it. Like my son Raphael is really into mimicry and doing voices and performing for me. And he'll be like, "Dad, Dad," and I'll do a scene.
Well, that's adorable.
Something, and it's really, really, I think my kids are beginning to put the pieces together as to what I do for a living. And they're all kind of enthralled by that.
Which is kind of a message that runs throughout this movie from the start as well. So we wish you the very best of luck with it. We enjoyed it. Thank you for making it.
Guys.
Thank you.
This is like talking to two guys on the International Space Station.
I know.
What do they mean by that? Was that a compliment?
Yeah, I think that he said something like, "Well, who's the gentleman with the glasses?" And I went, Jim. He said, are you okay? Are you being held hostage? Because the background is a bit weird. He said it looked like I was in a prison cell. And then your background is like a wall. So it looked like we were both in bunkers.
I've got a wall that I bought on Wish, but it looks really real.
There is a video version of that. You will see it very soon on FNF4's YouTube channel and various social media outlets.
Our Instagram, everything. It was so class to talk to them. I can't believe it. Boss Baby 2 is out this Friday, so you can go and watch it. And the kids in it are a little bit older now, and as Jim mentioned, Amy's now in it, and she's another Boss Baby.
It's very funny.
Yeah, it's a big pressure to fill the first one, but I think that I've managed to do it.
Let's do this.
1,000 euro. Let's give it away.
10 questions.
60 seconds.
1,000 euro.
FM104's Instagram.
With misquote.ie. Committed to delivering great value car insurance. See what you can save at misquote.ie.
Lucy, congratulations. You just qualified as an accountant.
Thank you.
How does that feel?
It's wildly exciting. Nice to get out of the way, you know yourself.
what's the one thing from accountancy that has just stuck with you that you were lectured in or whatever?
Oh, God, I don't even know.
Look after the pennies, nothing like that? Look after the pennies and the...
Oh, can you tell me that? I'm an accountant, so I can't manage my money.
Okay.
You can do everybody else's.
Exactly.
So are
you
in somewhere? Are you in a firm or...?
Big Four at the moment.
Good, good.
And you're a big Squid Games fan. I haven't watched any of it yet. Is it good?
Jesus. I usually wouldn't watch kind of gruesome stuff like that, but got on the hype and yeah, very good.
You're in.
Very, very good.
Cool. Have you ever got a 10?
A 10?
Yeah, an Instagram.
No. Okay. I am going to make a show of myself, I guarantee.
Come on.
You're not.
I'll try my best.
I'm looking at it, right? The first... four are really easy, right? And then it starts to ramp up slightly. Like there's nothing crazy here.
I'd imagine accountancy exams are harder. Okay, so let's get started.
if you're stuck, have a guess though, because if you get 10 correct answers, we'll give you €1,000.
Okay,
here we go.
Okay,
the game starts in 3, 2, 1.
What season follows summer?
Autumn.
What type of power converts sunlight to electricity?
Solar.
What's the opposite of vertical?
Horizontal.
And what type of medieval building would you find battlements?
A castle?
True or false? Cristiano Ronaldo asked singer James Arthur to play at his birthday party.
False.
What side of the Liffey are the Liberties on?
North side. South side.
Jamie Redknapp and Freddie Flintoff are team captains on what TV show?
Liverpool.
What is the name of a Muslim house of worship?
Mosque.
Alan Kelly is the leader of which political party?
The Social Democrats.
And Ducati are famous for the manufacture of what?
Car.
Lots of time to spare at the end of the 60 seconds.
No! How badly did I do?
We'll tell you now.
very, very pessimistic person.
Yeah, Lucy, you need to be more confident in yourself.
Come on now.
Aim
you're
low,
well, you're
aim
well
low,
able.
No, you don't need to aim low.
Well, you're quite surprised.
Who taught you that?
Autumn, solar, horizontal, and castle. I told you the first four were easy. You sailed through them, no problem. Cristiano Ronaldo met James Arthur at Soccer Aid, and he's a massive fan. He's DM'd him and asked him would he play his birthday party. That is
no
true.
Way.
Is that the appropriate channel to get you to play at your DM?
According to Ollie Moores is raging, by the way, because he's gel. He's a big Man United fan.
Oh. So is he going to do it?
Yeah, with Cristiano Ronaldo, would you like to play my birthday party? I'd say there's a few quid in it for him.
Whatever James Arthur is getting, the script get 14%.
More than that, I'd say.
So you corrected yourself on the Liberties question. Now, Jim, you have to accept the first answer. Is that your rule?
That's the rule. I can't bend the rule.
Very harsh.
It's harsh, yeah.
Jamie Redknapp, who just got married again, and Freddie Flintoff are on a league of their own.
The Sky One Sports Show, isn't it? Yeah. And Musk is correct. Labour is the party that Alan Kelly's the leader of. And Ducati are famous. Do they make cars at all?
Well, motorcycles would be there.
I think I was thinking of Dacia or something when you said that. Oh, like, yeah.
Yeah, no, Ducati are famous more for their motorcycles. So you got five today, Lucy.
Okay. No money today, unfortunately.
No, sorry.
No money, but
you'll have to earn it instead.
If anyone listens, if you got 10, let us know. I always like to tell you you're great.
Thanks for having a go anyway.
Cheers, lads.
Bye. 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 Aim low and then you'll be surprised.
There's nothing Good Morning Britain like more than wheeling out Meghan Markle's da to have a little pop at her. And normally Piers would be there, but he's not there anymore.
No, he's doing other projects. I hope they at least pay the man, do they? It's very sad to watch.
I can't imagine he does it for nothing. So anyway, he also said she's cut off both sides of her family and he doesn't understand it.
I don't know what changed her. She's never been that way before. Once she hooked up with Harry, she changed. I understand that, you know, she hooked up with Soho Club and a different group of people, but she's pretty much disowned both sides of her family, and I don't understand the reason for it.
Well, I'd say if your ma kept going on Good Morning Britain, you probably wouldn't ring her as much.
Mm.
Kit Harington gives an extremely unflinching, verbose and in-depth look at the character Dane Whitman.
Here we go.
I think Dane's a stand-up guy. Dane's a good guy. Dane's a nice man.
I'm always a little suspect when somebody declares that right out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now I'm suspicious.
Don't be suspect. He's a good, you'll see, he's a good guy.
He's got a nice job.
Yeah. I do like on the breakdown for this, they send you the breakdown of all the characters and under me it just says human who works in the Natural History Museum. Right. So that's all I can tell you.
All right, perfect. And that's all we then need right there.
That is true. So the next episode of Kin is on Sunday Night, Jim. It's episode 7.
Yeah.
Who talks to Eamon? Is it you?
Is this based on some real life events or not?
So Aidan Gillen did a spectacular driving scene manoeuvre in the last episode. You know, you can accelerate with your hand.
You can accelerate with your hand?
Yeah, if you're in the passenger seat and something happens, you need to get away quickly.
Right.
You can accelerate with your arm and then grab the steering wheel. I don't want to say more than that. But also, if you drove up a road where the guards sit outside your house and your windscreen's full of bullet holes, I don't know if they just let you walk into your house. They might say, whoa, hang on a second, where are you going? What happened here now?
Not the only thing full of holes, but it's entered.
Every Muppet with a gun out there is trying to have a crack at us.
Kinsella!
What?
You're a dead man, you know that.
And eventually, they're going to get one of us.
What do you suggest?
That Bertie go talk to Aim.
I will say one thing for Aidan Gillen.
Yeah, he's saying talk like that, you know, just like trying to be Clint Eastwood, only even a Dublin accent.
I've forgotten about John Boy. So I
forgot about John Boy too.
I'll give him that.
I forgot about John Boy till I heard him talk like that.
I know,
then it reminded me of John Boy.
And he does look quite different.
Coming over here. Every Muppet with a shooter's looking for me. Yeah.
It continues on Sunday.
Stephen Merchant has teased the Christopher Walken character in the comedy thriller The Outlaws. People are saying this is very funny. And here it is, everybody. Switch.
You will repay your debt to society by working the number of hours mandated by the court.
I fought the law in the
We found it. We're entitled to it.
Are you citing the legal precedent, finders, keepers, losers, weepers?
What if it's drug money?
Say hello to my little friend.
Have you seen that film, Scarface? You'd like it. It's about drug... About... What is it about? I can't even remember.
And whoever took it, because now I have to kill them just to make a point.
Don't worry, man. I've got ice in the back of my head.
Well, we're all definitely going to jail.
Bam.
Kanye has been seen in Venice. He's
called Ye now.
He's wearing a it's just Ye, is it?
Yeah, it's just Ye.
He's been wearing a mask.
Right.
A big green mask. It looks like... I don't know what it looks like.
Anything on the mask?
No, it's just a big green mask that covers his entire head.
Whoa.
So nobody can see. You just see his eyes.
That's a good Halloween costume.
It's a very good one, yeah. So
It's like Yoda without ears.
People are saying it looks like Voldemort in the Harry Potter films.
Yes, it is. Yeah, but the Yoda green.
He performed at a posh wedding and then he was wearing the mask so that people couldn't take pictures of him.
He sings at weddings now.
Well, Beyonce and Pharrell Williams and Jay-Z were at the wedding. This wasn't, you know...
Yeah, but still, Scarlett getting up in front of Jay-Z being a wedding singer. You're Kanye.
It's not really it's not really the red cow, you know?
Nothing wrong with the red cow, Jim.
No, I know there's nothing on. I know there's nothing on.
1 in 5 adults will divorce their family for money.
Divorce their family for money. Okay, how much money?
Whatever you like. It would have to be a significant amount. I suppose, but yeah, they, yeah, see you. Enough to
divorce their family. Well, if you didn't want to know your family anyway, then that's an easy bit of cash. But what happens to your family? So you never see them again, is it?
Never see them. One in five adults are open to divorce their family for money. 35% of adults claim that they've had a dream about a work colleague.
Yeah, well, come on, everyone does that, no?
What?
Everyone has dreams about people they know.
Yeah, but I'm talking about, you know...
Dirty dreams?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
35%?
Oh.
That's very high.
That is high, yeah.
I can't imagine all offices would even spark off that dream.
Hmm.
You don't agree, no?
I don't know. People your dreams don't really mean what they think. So,
of course not. Of course
if
not.
If you're around people all the time, they're bound to pop into your dreams and all sorts of things. Like the other day, I was stuck on top of a building, couldn't get off. But apparently, when you look it up, it means that's a very positive dream.
Yeah, that's grand. That's not Cathy from accounts. There isn't a Cathy in accounts, by the way.
I'm just checking. There's a Cathy, but she's not in accounts. Okay.
Oh yeah, no. It's just and it's like the end of a movie. Any names are purely coincidental. Let's call her Francesca, okay? Because there's no Francesca in the building.
Never even heard of Francesca.
No. So divorcing your family for...
Yeah, well, hang on a second. This is a very strange question. Why would somebody ask you, would you divorce your family for money? Like, why would you divorce your family for money?
Might be something to do with the same week that Succession is back everywhere.
Why would you divorce your family? And why would you be paid to divorce your family? It makes no sense.
Because the draw would be, would you like a really big and you know, money, financial amount to just leave all the grief?
What grief?
Well, you might have grief. Every family,
yeah, but like
the rows,
it goes two ways.
It's good and bad. Highs and lows.
Yeah, but they're your support network. Like, you know,
I know
when the chips are down, why would you divorce them?
But what if there's a big bag of Bitcoin chips?
If it's if you don't like your family, then it's a no brainer. But yeah. Most people wouldn't do it.
Well, that's probably why it's only 1 in 5.
It's a very strange question.
20%.
It's like asking somebody who's your favourite kid.
But 20 is still high enough.
Or, I heard somebody before and they'd say, if your mum and dad weren't here, who would you live with? It's like, why are you asking that kid that?
What kind of a question is that?
What kind of question is, would you divorce your family for money?
Well, I'm not upsetting any kids with the question.
I know, but these are weird questions. Who would you live with?
Don't get all Disney movie on me.
Would you live with your Auntie June or would you live with your Auntie Jojo?
Your parents are going away in a boat and you'll never see them again.
I don't understand the question. Why are you asking me, where's mum and dad going? Nowhere. It's just hypothetical.
Slightly less people, this is all Irish people by the way, slightly less, 12%, would not hesitate throwing a family member under the bus for something they've done.
Oh, 12%.
Dear. I'd say you got blamed for things you didn't do, did you?
Yeah, but like you wouldn't throw them under the bus because
12% would, Jim.
Oh no, I couldn't be dealing with the guilt.
No, you wouldn't do it.
No,
I just wonder, have you ever been?
Thrown under the bus. Ah, for little things. Yeah, nothing big.
No, there you go. Big. You're a statistic. How does it feel?
This must be, if you don't like your family though, if you really can't stand them, this is a nice way to make money. But unfortunately, there is no business that's going to pay you cash to divorce your family.
Yeah, okay. If you see the women in my office, you'd understand. Oh, do you work somewhere hot? Do you? Do you work somewhere hot, Dean? Okay.
It's quite common for people to have dreams, and they could be having dreams about people they don't even like. Oh. And then they wake up and go, "Ooh, what
that's
the hell
a nightmare,
was that?
No?
What was the hell was that about?" Your head is just a strange thing.
Right.
It doesn't make any sense.
It is.
A couple of lads, right? This is class. Scientists have won the lighthearted Nobel Peace Prize for discovering that animals travel better upside down. And they found this out by hanging 12 rhinos for 10 minutes upside down from a crane.
What are they hanging from? Their toes?
They had helicopters. Flying rhinos upside down under helicopters does the giant beast no harm and might actually save them.
The horn would be the other way around.
Yeah. Researchers discovered the unlikely fact of being awarded one of this year's Nobel Prizes.
So, this is all very Jurassic Park. You're transporting an animal by helicopter and they prefer to be upside down.
It does them no harm, so you can transport them like that. It's easier to move them around.
Okay. Could you do that with humans? Also, all the blood would go to our heads, no?
They studied bugs in chewing gum stuck to pavements and how to control cockroaches on submarines. These are kind of light-hearted Nobel Prizes. Oh. Yeah.
I've never seen a bug stuck in a piece of chewing gum, now you mention it.
So it's a science humor magazine and they have their own awards. So this is kind of humorous scientific discoveries. So it doesn't really save the world or change the world, but it's kind of odd.
Mm.
So, you know.
Congratulations to them.
But I'm seeing a real picture of a rhino upside down being flown by a helicopter.
For 10 minutes.
Yeah, and there's lads underneath with a big big sheet to catch the rhino.
In case he falls. How do we know it doesn't do them any harm? We can't ask them. I mean, it mightn't scientifically do them any harm, but that's not to say they liked it. Well, they can't walk up to Mr. Rhino. How are you, Brian? Was that okay? Or did you feel real dizzy when we flipped you around the other way? Like, if you did it to a human for 10 minutes, it wouldn't feel good.
Well, they obviously get some vets in to check and say, that's a very happy rhino.
They still
rhino.
Can't talk to vets, Jim.
Yeah, but they can look
vets
at you.
Vets are amazing, but they haven't figured that bit out.
Vets are able to do it. Are you all right? And the rhino will give you a look like, yeah, grand.
It's grand, yeah.
Grand. I don't mind being upside down. It's great crack. I prefer mud, but upside down in a helicopter.
Think of an elephant, like the size of it, upside down. Trunk hanging out.
Yes, apparently. So a wildlife vet called Robin, and he said his colleagues did exactly the same thing in Namibia because they wanted to know if the health of the animals might be compromised when they slug. So if the rhino's not well and you need to move him,
yeah,
you can just leave the rhino there to be ill, or you could transport him by helicopter using his feet. So you can get him over to somewhere, to a truck. This is great news to find out, and it helps the rhinos.
Okay, helps the rhinos.
And they've won an award for this. So well done.
Congratulations to them. Someone wants to know why I call the rhino Brian. Oh, that's weird. Brino the rhino. I don't know. It's just a good name for a rhino.
Are you called from Brian? My kids call me Brino the rhino.
Oh.
So you thought his name was Brino the rhino?
No, I just called him Brian the rhino.
Did you ever have a dream about Brino the rhino?
I haven't. We have stroked a rhino before, though. A very tough, kind of crackly, but very, very firm.
Yeah, it felt like a bark of a tree.
Kind of like that. Was the right way around, though. Don't stroke a rhino unless you're invited to rhino.
Dinosaurs, aren't they?
They basically are, yeah.
Very cool. Sweet dreams, everyone.
So here's a little look into the future, everybody. A store without tills has been opened by Tesco today. Not here, it's in the UK, but there are no tills. So Amazon have done this for a little while longer. There are stores in London, you can go in on Amazon, you leave without talking to anybody, and it...
Well, how do you buy it, then?
Barcodes, man.
You just bip it, do you?
This Tesco spin-off will be called GetGo. It requires customers to download the Tesco app, scan a barcode to gain entry. Cameras in the ceiling and motion sensors on shelves identify which products you have removed. And then you're charged for your purchase through the app in the same way as an online order. There's no queue.
So you don't have to scan the item. Once you scan and go in, they can see what you've taken.
Yeah. I mean, shoplifters, it won't be good news for you. But everyone else...
Terrible for shoplifters, yeah.
Terrible for shoplifters. What I would love, right, of all the things you could win, I know the Lotto and the Blanchardstown, I would love a code for approval needed. So next time you go in and you're buying a fizzy drink at one of those checkouts.
Oh, yes.
You'd have the thing.
The code, yeah.
Why can't, you know the way you have a loyalty scan app? Why don't you get yourself verified on that? And there's no more. Because I'm sure it wrecks everyone. Like the people working there's heads.
Because young people are clever. So instead of hanging around outside off licenses, they find out your code. They get your swiper. And use they go, the, bip, bip, bip.
Get eye recognition if it can work in the airport.
Now, this Tesco one doesn't use eye recognition, does it?
No.
So if I took your phone and scanned myself in, I could shoplift what I wanted. And you get the bill. I was in Tesco's.
You're always looking at ways to ruin.
I'm not. I was in Tesco's the other day, right?
Yeah.
And I go up, I use that Bippy machine. What's the Bippy machine called?
Self-scanner.
The self-scanner. The gun, yeah?
Oh, that one. Oh, that's for posh people.
That's not really for posh people.
It is, yeah.
It's just for people who are not afraid of technology. So you go up to the Bippy machine gun.
Yeah, with your little trigger, yeah.
And you get your little store card and you bip it.
Yeah.
And you get your gun and off you go with your gun. You bip, bip, bip,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So I'm up to the thing and there's a lady there.
Yeah.
And I say, no, you go first. And then she points to me that there's two things to scan.
Right. Two checkouts?
No, there's two places where you can scan your card.
Right.
So I said, all right. So I go up to the other one. And at the same time, I didn't realise it, but at the same time, we both went, bip, bip. And then two guns lit up. Bip, bip.
Wow.
And we're going, which gun is that your gun or my gun? It's like, I was going, I don't want to be paying for your stuff and I don't want you paying for my stuff. And I was going, no.
Yeah, so you were right first. You go first. You should just let her go first.
I did let her go first. But she told me. But anyway, I didn't know that we were bipping at the same time. That was where the confusion was. So we didn't know whose gun was whose.
See, equality isn't always good, Jim.
And then my gun gets locked.
Doesn't surprise me.
Stuck in its holster.
Right.
And then she went over to ask for help.
Yeah.
And I don't know whether she was annoyed with me for not doing it myself. So I didn't know what to do. It's like,
I don't know if she was annoyed with me.
I was letting you go first. You should have just gone first. Anyway.
This new store, that wouldn't happen.
That wouldn't happen.
Isn't just that so cool, though?
I mean, don't bip at the same time.
When do we get... So Amazon opened their stores like this in March in London. When are we getting one, lads? Because, like, I'd imagine we'll cope.
Well, that'll change my life. That'll absolutely change my life.
No more queues. No more Elwins having Elwin chats.
There'll still be Elwins having Elwin chats.
Yeah, but they have it on their own time. Won't be holding you up.
They'll be in the way. They'll be wondering whether they should pick stuff up.
No more touching the next, you know, that thing that goes in the belt, the little plastic things.
This is gone. A supermarket you're talking about now, or a shop?
Tesco. The spin-off shop is called Gecko.
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 And how do you weigh your tomatoes then?
I don't know, Jim.
You haven't thought of everything, have
you? I haven't, no. But every little really does help. And that would take a bit of time off your life, so why not? That's the future. Hopefully coming to Dublin soon. We can handle this. It's FM 104.
Thanks for listening to FM 104's Strawberry Alarm Clock podcast. Listen daily and don't forget to subscribe to get the latest episode straight to your device.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.